And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino in Encinitas. It's our first San Diego County Ford dealer live broadcast of the year, and we have the man. Mr. Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford is right here, and Wayne Cotto from CCA, and the entire CCA gang is here, too. Great time. We have so many prizes to give away, too, and a lot of fun. Come on down and join us at Encinitas Ford or listen to us right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great day to start our Ford live broadcast, and what a spot to kick it off like Encinitas Ford.
Well, it's the tradition, right, Mark Wheeler?
It is, Pete Gray.
Yeah.
Rock Cod Rick.
Great to have you. Actually, thank you for having us here at Encinitas Ford, which is, by the way, at the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino in Encinitas. So if you want to come on down, what's the best way to get here, Mark?
Well, easiest way is Interstate 5, Encinitas Boulevard East. We're about 1.8 miles east of Interstate 5 on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. And we've been here a long time, and I've been here 33 years.
Wow.
Started talking to Pete Gray about, he had this idea about a radio show about sport fishing.
Right. 30 years ago in September it's going to be. And it was like, I was actually, I think I've told this story before, I was working for a radio station here that's no longer here in North County called KKOS, and I came in as I was a sales guy, and Encinitas Ford was my account, and I used to call on Mark and sell him advertising here at Encinitas Ford, and then we got to talking about fishing, and the rest is history.
Right? It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's history, and you've gotten older, Pete.
Yeah, I know. And how are you staying so young?
I don't know.
Is it all that good fishing on the boat?
Oh, it must be.
Yeah.
Just driving around in those new Mustangs.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? All right.
Yeah.
Well, great.
But it's great to be part of the Let's Talk Hookup, both for Encinitas Ford and the San Diego County Ford dealers. We've had a long, long run of maybe 25 years with the association, the Ford Dealers of San Diego County supporting your show. And it's just it's been a wonderful association, and we welcome all the visitors here today. What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, great crowd already, but if you want to come on down, we have tons of prizes to give away, and, of course, the first chance to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska,
so cool.
too, which is really awesome. And there's a lot going on with Ford right now, right, Mark?
It's absolutely incredible. We've got the best product lineup both on the ground, and then we've got all these fabulous new products that are inbound that we're taking orders on right now. So we've got the new hybrid trucks that get 24 miles per gallon city, 24 miles per gallon highway with 460 horsepower and 500 pound-feet of torque and 10-speed automatic.
What is the hybrid truck?
It's the F-150.
The F-150.
With a 3.5-liter EcoBoost. And they're fabulous. They're
really?
Just unbelievable. And they're game changers. You know, 24 miles
per gallon.
So
these are on the lot right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we've got the electric Mustang Mach-E. I'm driving one of those.
Ooh.
Truly gets over 300 miles per gallon range, or 300 mile per charge range.
Wow.
A fabulous product. We just announced the Lightning pickups that are unbelievable. We'll have 500 and 700 horsepower electric vehicles that go up to 300 miles on a charge. Not for everybody.
This is like an electric F-150 is basically what it is.
It's an all-electric F-150.
Holy mackerel.
I know,
yeah.
right?
When are
yeah.
we going to see that?
We will see those in the summer. They're a year out.
One year
out. Right. So we're taking orders for those.
Are you?
Go on our website, EncinitasFord.com, and there's instructions on how to do it. And then you click Encinitas Ford as your delivering dealer, and you know then we've got you in our database, and we'll help you.
Get one.
And all they want... All we need, or the website request, is a $100 deposit to order a brand new truck.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah. Then we've got the new Broncos, and those start coming in about 60 days. And we've got Rangers, and we've got Bronco Sports, and we've got Sell-a-thon weekend for Memorial Day.
Oh, that's right. It's Memorial Day weekend. This is the big.
It's huge.
So what's up with the Sell-a-thon weekend? Why should we always say this, right, Ricky? Is if you're going to buy a car or truck from Ford, Sell-a-thon weekends are the weekends to buy.
No doubt about
it. Why is that?
Well, because the manufacturer comes with more incentives on that weekend. So, for examples, right? The new Explorers, we have a $1,500 rebate for trade assist and another up to another $1,000 in on the hood. So there's $2,500 in rebates on a new 2021. Explorer.
On the Explorer.
On the Rangers.
On the Rangers.
On the Rangers. Tommy listening. Tommy, the Rangers have a trade assist of $2,500 and up to another $2,000 on the hood for a total of up to $4,500.
Whoa, Tommy P, come
Tommy's
on
in.
Now.
Okay.
All right.
And the F-150s, the new 2021 F-150s, we have up to $3,000 factory rebates. So it's a great time to buy, and then, of course, the market for used vehicles is as strong as I've ever seen it in my 40 years in the car business. So we're buying cars off the street from anybody. You know, we can make offers and show you what your car's worth and then let the customer decide. But the value of trade-ins is up easy 20%.
No
wow.
kidding.
So what used to be maybe a bigger price walk is not. It's a smaller price walk because of the value of the trade-in. So it's a great time to buy a truck, car, SUV at Encinitas Ford.
So wait a minute here. Cars and trucks have been in short supply, and basically dealers have been marking them up over everything. So this weekend, though, is different because of the sell-a-thon?
Well, here's what I would say. The value of most trade-ins has risen faster than the price of the new vehicle.
Wow.
So it's shortened the difference between.
Gotcha.
So if you're trading in a 3, 4, 5, 8, 10-year-old vehicle, it's the difference between what your trade-in is and what you're buying, your net difference, is actually less because of the increase in the value of the trade-ins.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
So great. This is in spite of other things that are not great times to buy, this is a great time to buy a Ford,
very good time to buy.
Ford car or truck.
Super good time
right.
to buy.
Yeah, this weekend. And how long does the sell-a-thon go?
It goes through Monday.
Through Monday. All right. So get on down to Encinitas Ford. You're going to be open every day?
We are not. We're closed on Sundays now.
Closed on Sundays.
Yeah. Our staff, and they can spend time with their family. So
that's very cool. Nice.
We kept the very best of our staff is working, and they're loving it. Our customers are understanding.
Yeah.
And so instead of making a delivery on Sunday, we'll make them on Monday or Saturdays,
okay,
and all that other stuff, and they'll get the very best sales experience that we can give them. That's the whole deal.
Nothing's better than a sales experience at Encinitas Ford. I've been buying my cars and trucks. My wife and I both drive Encinitas Fords. Been driving and buying from Encinitas Ford. The people that follow up here are unbelievable. The follow-up and the customer care is. I mean, you always win awards for that, right?
We have 5 President's Award in a row.
Yeah.
And that's a very prestigious award from Ford Motor Company for sales performance and customer satisfaction.
Yeah. And this is an individually owned dealership. This is not a big corporation.
Well, I would say I'm not a big corporation.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have multiple locations.
No, and it's kind of interesting, 30 years ago when I purchased the dealership or came in as a junior partner and then bought the senior partner out, there was a lot of standalone dealers, whether they were Chevy or Ford or Toyota or Nissan or whatever. But I'm one of the few guys, and I just have one. That's all I want. I just want to take care of my customers, make sure that we hang some more of those banners up there. It's like hanging a 250-pound tuna. It feels good for the recognition of doing things right.
Right.
And that's what we're here for. Our slogan for the last 33 years has been, we don't sell, we satisfy, because we don't. We only want the business where the customer's satisfied, because that's what our business is about. It's about repeat customer satisfaction and word-of-mouth advertising that takes care of so many things in our world, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for our customers.
You're going to sell trucks to that family for a lifetime, not one time.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's it, and that's what happens here at Encinitas Ford. And great to be here. Thanks for having us, and it's a great way to kick off our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live remote here right at our home. Now, I should mention that Mark Wheeler is an avid angler, believe me. More than avid, shall I say, because I've fished with him many times. And he is very enthusiastic, shall we say, about catching fish. And so he can talk to talk and walk the walk. And you want to talk fishing with Mark, you want to talk boats, he's got a beautiful 62 Michelson Nomad, among boats that he's owned in his lifetime here, many, many boats. So he knows his boats, he knows his fishing. So you want to talk fishing, you want to talk cars, you can talk that with Mark. And you can also talk about CCCA with Mr. Wayne Cotto. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great to have you. And you brought your contingent out here.
The whole squad.
Dave and Chris are here, and a lot of the great CCA guys, right?
All out in the audience, too.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of CCA supporters are here. So what's going on with CCA?
Oh, there's so much going on, guys. We're continuing to fight the fight, right, so that you guys can keep fishing and having fun at our favorite sport. But, we're trying to work that 12-month fishing license. It's made it to the assembly floor. So we made it through 2 committees. We're working that one. We're working on the drift gill net at the federal level to try to, clean up the loophole in legislation between state and federal. We're working on the 30 by 30. It is a continuing effort, but we have a seat at the table, and we're going to make it count as best we can. We're watching the wind farm issue. If you guys didn't notice, the governor and the president decided they wanted to put a memo out this week. They're going to work on a 300, almost 400 square mile zone up in Central California for wind farming. So we have to make sure our voices are heard up there. We're working again with CARB, the California Air Resource Board, because they're having talks about zero emission on recreational boating along with commercial boating.
So that is a lunatic idea. I mean, I'm just going to say that. I mean, among other things that Newsom has, this is the most lunatic idea that's ever come across.
And that's really saying
the world. I mean, that's beyond saying. I mean, so explain that, what that is.
There's a proposal out there to try to go to zero emissions on recreational boating by 2030.
And on
on commercial boating, meaning sport boats, by 2024, 2025?
Yeah,
like
and so the problem is that there's the technology isn't all there yet. It's not the question of that we're against environmental issues or whatever.
No, absolutely
we're not against those. But the technology's got to be there, and it's got to be reasonable for people to make the change.
Yes.
That's the hard part. Right now, there's not enough out there. There's one motor that I've seen for a recreational boat, an outboard, that was just posted online, and that motor is like $40,000, but the rest of the package, if you put it together, is close to $100,000. It's only 130 horsepower, and it only runs for 3 hours, and it takes overnight to charge it. Now, how exactly are we going to use those on all of our sport boats that are on the water?
Now, but in addition to that, like a boat like you have, Mark,
yeah,
with diesel engines,
right,
you can't run that boat anymore.
No.
If this thing goes through.
No.
You can't run your so, and they don't make a diesel motor that fills the gap for approval of this new policy that they're trying to enact. It doesn't exist.
Well, I'd say I'm pro-environment, probably like the rest of us,
absolutely.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
But it would absolutely stop both recreational
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah.
But we're also going to see with Newsom's deal on no internal combustion engines for passenger cars.
Yeah.
It's going to work for a lot of them, but it's not going to be 100%. And I think our society says that you have freedom to choose.
Right.
Our state government's trying not to have any choice. And we're in it with both feet. We have an electric Transit comes in December. We've got electric Mustangs right now. We've got the electric Lightning F-150. We're in it with both feet. I've
For
got
sure.
seven chargers here and more coming. But the whole idea of, like Wayne says, you got to have a viable alternative to internal combustion engines, and it takes a lot of energy to move a sport boat.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
And I know you're working closely with Ken Franker and the Sport Fishing Association on that issue, right?
Well, absolutely, because the whole sport fishing fleet is under a different requirement to replace all of their motors and
right.
generators. But there's no technology there either. Otherwise, they would try to go after it. But until the technology is there, the motors or the electric alternative is there, how do you think about our sport boat fleet? The motors don't turn off for 20 days sometimes.
Yes.
Right? How do you charge those batteries and run those generators and motors that long? They just don't have that yet.
It can't happen in today's world.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not
Hopefully we can get there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Live from Encinitas Ford. A lot of fun. A lot of great people already here. And so come on down and join us if you're not here yet.
Yeah, so much cool stuff to cover. I mean, like
yeah.
you said, you hit it. Boy, with having Wheels and Wayne in here, I mean, there's so much great information, so much good fishing talk, and so much that we want to talk to you about. If you want to call us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option been super popular and a lot of fun. We get some great texts that come through. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you haven't done already, you totally should. Such an easy and fun way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup and lots of great information. And boy, the best thing to do though today on our brand new rollout Ford live broadcast shows here at Encinitas Ford, just come down and join us. Encinitas Ford is so easy to get to. Like Mark had said, just get off of Encinitas Boulevard and head east, and you'll bump right into us. It's a very, very fun show and lots to cover, and we have got some great prizes. Every person that's in the audience that steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a really cool one. We've got to do this before. You don't just get a pair of Maui Jim, which are undoubtedly the best sunglasses on the water. You basically get a gift card that's good for any non-prescription pair of Maui Jims you want. So you can pick the style, the color of lenses. You can use that My Maui feature that I know, Pete, you've talked about a bunch, where if you want a pair of glasses that doesn't come with this lens color or this frame color, you can customize it directly to you. So a free pair of Maui Jims for our stand-up microphone winner today. Also, we're doing the casting contest. The Shimano casting contest is already in full swing. We're going to be having prizes with that include an Anza fillet knife, a package of Seaguar fluorocarbon, and a Shimano lure package.
Yeah. So, now, this package of Seaguar fluorocarbon is the leader material. You get three coils of leader material. So that's some serious bucks.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing, for sure, $100 value.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking some really, really cool prize packs. In addition, the winner of that casting contest is also going to get their name in their hat to be one of the grand prize winners, and they're going to qualify for those amazing big trips that we have, sealed off with that amazing trip to Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, and, of course, a trip on the Blackjack is included in that prize package, and Echo and Hydra foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels.
Yeah, Maui Jims.
Maui Jims. I mean, it's just, but that Kingfisher Charters, a spot to go with us in 2022. Or go on any trip. It doesn't have to be like a Let's Talk Hookup trip. It could be any trip, in, any available trip in 2022 to Kingfisher Charters. It does not include airfare, but includes basically everything else but your tip.
And why no 2021?
Because it's sold out.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're totally sold out, Mark.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Encinitas Ford.
Yeah.
We brought five oil change certificates, so full fast lube certificates for your Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles, as well as two full professional details.
Full professional details. We have,
how cool is
we have
that,
five
dude?
Of those, and then we also have a bunch of AFCO gear, a bunch of Cutwater Spirits, Schwag. We have Shimano gear, Seaguar Fluorocarbon, lots of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, an Anza Filet Knife, AFCO Filet Knives. But, yeah, thanks to Mark, five oils and lubes, and those quick lubes are great here. I bring my – I come from Point Loma to come here. And I have to pay, by the way. Rock on, Rick.
You mentioned that
I do have
times.
To pay.
Yeah.
That's when he turns that ashen gray color.
But
are you okay?
Because
well, I have to pay.
But it's quick. And then when they say quick lube, they do the job right. So great time here in Encinitas Ford. Come on down, win some great prizes, and hang out with us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we just want you to join us, have some fun, hang out with us at Encinitas Ford, or shoot us a call, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking those stand-up microphone questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after. Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after. Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's hot. Time to get to that lake, river, or beach you love. Just remember, COVID is still with us, so plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks, Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, having a great time doing it at Encinitas Ford. This is just the spot, man. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
It certainly is. And Vinny from Carlsbad is up first here to the step up to the mic. There's the mic over there right by Wayne. He won't bite, I promise. Jump in there and tell us what you think. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford.
All right, first of all, I have a comment. I bought my first Ford from Red Ritchie in 1982.
Wow, Vinny.
And what an experience. Just had a great time. About seven cars off this lot every single time. What a great experience. Thank you, Mark. And I have a question for Ricky. I'm going on the Royal Polaris this Friday for a three-day.
Sweet.
What pound test wind on do you recommend for like an 80-pound two-speed?
For an 80 size two speed, I mean, I think 80 or 100 right now would be the right size. I'm guessing kind of sounds like that is going to be your flat fall or shinker rig type fish. 80 or 100, depending on one of the two. And I think you could build the case for either of those. It's the job can be done on lesser tackle, but the fish that we're catching this year on average, they're all big ones. I mean, if you were taking a percentage of the fish that our boats are catching from our fleet 3 days and less. It's like 70% fish over 100 pounds and 30% under. I mean, it's the majority of what's getting caught right now is 100 pounds or bigger. And can you catch that fish on 40-pound and 50-pound? Sure. But it's tough, man. It's a lot of work. And gear like you're talking about, 80 and 100-pound, that's what makes the difference. It's the difference between catching one comfortably in 20 or 30 minutes or pulling on one for an hour and hopes that everything goes right in that amount of time and you get them. So you're making the right call. That's the gear to have.
Great. Thanks, Gus.
Good luck.
All right.
Have a great trip, Vinny.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, there's a lot of fish of a lifetime's coming up here, right?
It's just awesome. It's awesome to see. I mean, I don't know. Things will change. You know, fish will filter in and filter out and all this stuff. But it's crazy to see in the mornings at the landing. I mean, they're all
yesterday
big ones.
Was nuts.
They're all big. I mean, we've seen so many trips. It's definitely been a quality over quantity when the fish are that size. But a lot of boats are coming in with 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 fish, and it's just like they're damn near all over 100 pounds. It's wild.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are absolutely
packed.
Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to start with Sammy. Caught us from Los Angeles this morning. Good morning, Sammy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Yeah, first of all, like, I actually got hyped with the new F-150, specifically knowing that it can, charge a whole house for, a few days. It's just, crazy.
In the new F-150 program, there's a 7.2-liter hybrid that 7.2-kilowatt amp. Charger, sorry, I'm a little off here. 7.2 kilowatt charger that will run your entire house on the generator that's associated with the hybrid power.
Holy mackerel!
So not only do you get 24 miles per gallon city and 24 miles per gallon EPA rated highway, you get 7.2 kilowatts of charge that'll come out of your truck. And depending on, obviously, how much load you have on, run it for like 90 hours or something.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
so if you have a power outage at your house, you could just plug into the truck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool. So you can go from 2.4 kilowatt hours as standard. So, with boats, put 2.4 and RVs and stuff. So that's a light, portable generator. or you can go up to 7.2, and the 7.2 is only about $600 or $700 more than the 2.4.
Wow.
No kidding.
It's unbelievable.
That's
great. Great,
great
technology. Ford's just
I got like so hyped, man. Yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah, and the second thing, actually, the real Polaris, I'm seeing like the fish count since like April, and it's just great. Also, bluefin tuna.
It's been wild, Tammy. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, do you guys have any like free spots in the next few like days or the next week or so?
You know, I mean, there are, like anything, fishing has been extremely popular and trips are sold out, but there are always spots available that are here and there, and if you're wanting to go, there are definitely still spots, but it's just one of those things that the fishing has gotten better and better and better, and especially now that our weather has started to settle down. I know the guys at the landings are starting to see reservations get a lot more. It's definitely one of those things that you want to just call the landings now and find out what's available and just start putting your name down on a couple of trips, because everything will be sold out this year. It's just that's the caliber of fishing, and it's best to just get your name down ahead of time. But yeah, if you wanted to go right now, there's definitely spots here and there on a bunch of great boats.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to a great boat right now that may have space available soon. Mike from the Tribute out at Seaport Sportfishing. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Terrific. Terrific. What's going on out there?
You know, we're catching the small ones here this morning. I hear you guys talking about 100-pounders, but the fish we've landed this morning, we're in a drift right now. We picked up 5 bluefin from 50 to about 150 pounds. You know,
those little rats.
Considered small fish lately.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Right. That's pretty awesome. And so they're biting in the daytime.
Yeah, they are. We have a couple of fish in the dark. They found their freedom. We are pulling on a fish right now in the bow, and yeah, you know, it's crazy. We've been seeing some of this 40 to 60 pound fish and 40 to 100 pound fish. It's been up and down. But like you were saying, the majority of the fish, we got in from a trip last night, just an overnight trip. We had 4 bluefin that were all from 110 to 185 pounds. And, you know, I think I've talked about this the last couple of weeks, and it's something I really got to, just express that. Our best fishermen, the guys that landed the best fish last trip were all rent rods. We landed 4 of those big ones. One individual rented a rod and reel combo from Seaforth Landing, caught 130 and 185 pounder on a flat fall on rent rod. It was his first ocean trip ever.
There's a nice limit for you.
Yeah.
130 and a 180.
So the moral of the story is come prepared. Don't bring the light line. Bring the stuff that's going to land the fish, put the fish on the boat.
There was another, one of the other fish that were landed last trip was on a 9-foot spinning rod in Estella. I mean, not something I would recommend, but he did kick his butt. Thankfully, the bluefin ate the jig and got hooked in the gills. It was probably a 15-20-minute fish. But it's amazing. You know, you can come out never having been on a boat before, book a ticket, rent a couple of rods from the landing, get a nice 2-speed set up, have the guys at the landing put your gear together, get you a flat fall set up, get you a sinker rig, you come out, you catch 2 fish of a lifetime, and basically zero experience needed.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Mike.
So you heard the last caller, space has been an issue. Now, what about the Tribute? Can we get on board the Tribute?
We get in tomorrow morning from a day and a half. It's probably sold out. When we left last night, there was only one spot available. Tuesday night, there was some room left. Thursday night is our token one-day trip of the week. We've been doing and really a great sponsor. We've picked up Pizza Port as a sponsor. So the night of the trip, you get free pizza, and we do half-off Pizza Port beers. There is a few spots left. Oh, we just cast another one in the bow. There's spots still on that one, and our one-day trips have been good. They've been good. They've been very good.
Yeah, the fish is close, so a one-day trip is very doable for sure. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Tribute, how do we get a hold of you?
When I spoil on the bow. Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through TributeSportsFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com, and I always recommend taking a look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, to see what we've been catching. I do have to say this is a novelty as of lately. We're catching fish during the daytime.
Nice. We like it. We like that. Yeah. We like it. Hey, thanks, Mike, from the Tribute. Okay. Sure appreciate that. Keep getting them. And always love hearing the live action
so cool.
on the water there. And, Mike, appreciate your call this morning very much from the
Thank
Tribute
you,
on the Bluefin Grounds. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Captain Fred is on the Daily Double. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. I figure I'd chip in a little bit with what's happening locally. We had a very nice push of water yesterday. Afternoon, we saw 68 degrees, which is the warmest
Whoa.
We've seen.
Woo-hoo,
we've had, last week best water was 64, 65, and as soon as we went in a little shallower, it dropped to 62. So yesterday was really a breath of fresh air. We had good water up into the shallows, and, boy, the bass sure responded. We had a group of mostly rent rods yesterday, and the sand bass wanted to bite. Our bait's been phenomenal. What a change this year has brought as far as anchovies, good quality anchovies we've had for the last couple, 3 weeks. And going up and down the beach, I meter it. The anchovy that Evernham's been getting, it's got a mix of sardines with it, and it is bass candy.
Oh, boy.
And It felt yesterday afternoon truly felt like a summer afternoon.
Awesome.
It just,
that's cool, Fred.
The water warmed up and, you know, I had people from Arizona, I had people from Utah, I had people from Montana on the boat and just nice family groups with rental equipment catching sand bass and, you know, it could not have happened at a better time. Going into the 3-day weekend, so
fantastic.
It was a beautiful day yesterday. We picked yesterday morning. We only had 10 people yesterday morning. We had 22 sand bass and a handful of calicos, and in the afternoon we had 42 sand bass, 21 calico bass, and 10 rockfish. And just,
sweet,
you know,
that's good fishing.
So.
That's good fishing. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we? What's the schedule?
So our morning trip is 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then the afternoon trip is 3 in the afternoon to 8:30 in the evening, and it's a beautiful trip. We're driving in the light, but it's so nice at the end of the day. You can call Point Loma Sport Fishing at 619-223-1627. You can also buy your tickets online at pointlomasportfishing.com.
All right. Thanks,
awesome.
Captain Fred Huber, Daily Double. Sure appreciate that great report. And
thank you, Pete.
Keep getting them out there. That's great news. The bass are biting. Hey, Mike from Chula Vista is here. Mike, step up to the mic, and welcome to Encinitas Ford. And we sure appreciate you joining us here for our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live broadcast. Still time to come down and win some great prizes. I see Cowboy and Tommy still have a whole table full of prizes to give away there. So come on down.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, look, bluefin. Everybody's talking about it. Okay, I'm getting my Grady White finished. You know, I just got my transducer finally for the side scanner. So I'm going out.
All right.
I'm hearing flat falls during the day and large ones at night. Is that what's going on?
That's it. That's exactly it. I would say most commonly the daytime fish, I mean, everything varies. You know that. It's fishing and... been very common to fish flat falls from, say, 100 gram up to 160 gram in the daylight. Also, colt snipers have been really good. Same size, you know, 60 to 100 grams. And that's your daytime fishing. And probably still fish a little piece of fluorocarbon, but just downsized a little bit in the daytime. Maybe 80-pound or 100-pound fluoroleader on those. And then nighttime, anything 250 grams and larger.
Okay, and color. Does it matter?
I don't think so. If you want to know my very honest opinion, I think it's so much more important for the timing to be right for that thing fluttering down in front of a big one. With that said, I mean, I'm the same thing as everybody else. Daytime, I like a sardine-ish looking lure, you know, something with some chrome and some flash. Yeah. And in the nighttime, I like a glow. I doubt that either of those make a difference, but I'm whatever you call superstitious like everybody else. I mean, I like glow in the dark, and I like a bait fish color in the daytime.
Thank you.
All right, Mike.
It.
thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford.
All right,
all right,
Mike.
Appreciate that. Okay, let's find out what's biting in the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, good morning, Pedro. Good show as usual.
Thanks. A lot of action going on. You need to get out of the water, cast man.
I know, man. I'm leaving for Panama Tuesday at 1 a.m.
Nice.
You know
nice.
Me. You know me and red eye flights. I'm telling you,
that
kills me.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
But it should be a great trip. Of course, getting a lot of tuna and quite a few dorado down there right now. Talking to my main guide, Elgis. Anyway, Pete, got some good news there from Loretto. Our charter master there, Danny Telemensis, reported the first dorado being caught, which is really good because of all those schools and schools of sardinas that, you know, we saw there when we were there a couple weeks ago for the Loretto Rumble. And, of course, the sargasso grass is starting to float now. So, man, look out. It should be a banner year for dorado. They're in Loretto, I'd say, starting probably, should really get going here probably by the middle of the month of June, and should last all the way through August and into September. So should be a lot of dorado down there. Of course, this time of year, too, there's a lot of sails that come in and a few striped marlin. And, of course, the roosters will be along the beaches there. Some really good fishing going on this coming summer there in Loretto. Got Baja Mike down in at La Playita there in San Jose del Cabo reports that the tuna are finally starting to show in pretty good numbers now. Been some schools located offshore, mostly football size fish, but a few mixed in, you know, 50, 60 pound fish mixed in with those smaller football size fish. But the banks there at the Iman and San Luis, a few wahoo were caught this past week. Regular tuna starting now to bite there, and they're also getting the dorado to come in, and things are looking good. And anyway, just wanted to make it official, Pete, that May 1 to 5 is going to be next year's Loretto Rumble.
All right.
And should be a hoot as usual. Good times were had by all, and should be a great time this coming 2022. But
and it's going to sell out quickly because I know Drew told me from Team No Bananas he's already got 16 people in his group going, right?
Yeah, of the 25 rooms that I'm holding, we sold 13 so far.
Oh, boy, better get on
That's
it.
That's cool.
Well, if you want to go with us next year, it's a great time. The cast tours, Let's Talk a Couple of Loretto Rumble. Good time at the Hotel La Mission. Thanks a lot for that, cast man. How do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll try to give you guys a call from Panama next Saturday.
Right. All right. On. Good luck, cast man. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you maybe from Panama next week.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, cast.
Appreciate the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including the catch report, including your phone calls, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano and big bluefin tuna happening. And everybody's telling you, don't go light.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And I got to tell you, yeah, I mean, the ultimate reel for fishing with enough power but lightness has got to be the Talica.
No doubt about it.
Right?
Yeah, that is the real torque power, still fits in your hand. And, you know, the reason I like Talica is because when you hook the right fish on the wrong tackle, Talica still has the guts to get the job done. That was our case this week. We were fishing with a Talica 16.
16?
Smaller than we anticipated bumping into the fish that we did. But because you had a reel that has so much power and so much drag, the fish came aboard. You know what I mean? Like, that's not...
Like how big?
We had fish from 140 to 190.
On a Talica 16.
And you're not supposed to fish a reel that small, no. Fish that big. But, again, that's why you spend the money for a Talica. Because
right.
When you hook the right fish, even with lighter, smaller gear in your hand, it still gets the job done.
Yeah, and Mark Wheeler, you've experienced Talica power.
Yeah, I love Talicas.
Talicas are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talica reels and a matching rod at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bazzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time at Encinitas Ford this morning, talking fishing and having a great time doing it.
Yeah, Wayne from CCA is here, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, and Harry from La Jolla is here. Harry, step up to the mic. It's your chance to get a comment in, make a question, and join us here at Encinitas Ford for this great live broadcast. Sure, appreciate your time.
And look at that great CCA
hat. Yeah, looking good.
Look at that CCA hat. Yeah, and you have CCA hats here for sale, right, Wayne?
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a whole table full.
Yeah, so great come selection. On out. You want to support CCA? Grab a hat.
Good morning, all.
So hey, Harry.
I'm leaving a week from today to go to your tournament, Pete, down at Rancho Leonero.
A funny thing. All that's right. Rick Rockhut Rick is, too.
Yeah,
and
same.
So I'm leaving the next
day. Well, I'm going to ask you a question that will benefit all of those who are listening who are going.
Yeah.
With the point system that you'll be judging down there, the way you've got it set up with the value.
I'm not the judge.
Yeah.
Pam Benson and,
Dr.
Bob Blob?
Dr. Blob are going to be there.
Are you fishing?
I'm not fishing. I'm just,
He can't have that sort of rough responsibility.
No. Ricky and I are out of that.
I'll still ask the question.
Okay.
If you were fishing the tournament, based on the point system, what fish would you specifically go after?
The one that is going to create the most points fastest is a wahoo. If they're wahoo around. But that being said, if they're dorado around, go after dorado. If there's tuna around, go after tuna. Those are going to be your top three species because you can catch quantity of those, right?
Okay, yeah. Dorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wahoo's, 2 points, I think.
Yeah, but here's the problem with dorado. You can only keep two. You can keep five tuna.
Right, yeah.
So you can keep five wahoo. So, you know, it's a game.
And a release striped marlin is 50 points per pound?
Yeah, but that doesn't count for the big money.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a $200 prize for releases. But
we'll
the big money, the $3,000 cash prize for first and $1,000 for second is on the
tuna,
on the
wahoo,
system.
Dorado.
Yeah, well, tuna, dorado, wahoo, pargo.
Sure.
You know, all the game species that have a weight category that
got
you
it.
Weigh at the dock.
Do you know how to spell my name for the check?
Sure, absolutely, Harry. Be happy
it.
To, yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
We'll look forward to it. A great trip to the Rancho Leonardo. We want to thank Cutwater Spirits. And Youssef Cherney and his gang will be down there fishing in the tournament from Cutwater. It's going to be a great time. We want to thank Cutwater for donating that $5,000 for the great prize there. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. We're going to talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Jim, thanks for hanging in there with us.
You bet, guys. Yeah, a couple of things going on here. On that, this question is for Mark. That Ford 150 truck is the one I'm looking at. I got a hip issue going on, so I couldn't make that trip up there today. But if I get on your website, am I going to be able to get all the information on that EcoBoost, that six-cylinder? I don't tow a boat, but I need the four-wheel drive. And am I going to be able to get that information on your website? And also, Mark, what's the biggest bluefin you ever caught on your boat, and did you kick its butt, or did it kick your butt?
Well, let's start with the bluefin. Biggest bluefin, last year we had a good year. We got 17 between about 140 and a peak at 255.
Woo!
So the biggest one is 255. Now, I wasn't the angler. I had a 145-pound angler on a 255-pound.
Yeah. I was there. I witnessed it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So that was a great, great time. As far as our website, we have a lot of information on our website, but I really think that the best information we can get you is one of our sales truck professionals that can provide you with a full customized order on a truck that you may want, or a location, or what's in inventory. So, I mean, we get a lot of stuff on it on the websites. But whether we get good information or bad information really depends on the person that's providing you with the information. And we've got a trained crew of professional salespeople that know exactly about these trucks and how to put them together and what's going to work best for you. So I would highly recommend that you speak with one of our sales pros. Call 800-670-3673. And we'll take great care of you.
They'll dial you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just stop by.
Stop by.
Stop by and see in person all the
touch and
trucks.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's always better. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Dave Myers is next up. We're in his hometown of Encinitas Ford. Encinitas here. And, of course, we're live at Encinitas Ford. Thanks for coming down. You didn't have to travel very far today, did you, Dave?
Actually, I had to go get my mom, so.
Okay. All right. Mom's here, too. All right.
But,
great.
I could walk here if I wanted to.
All right.
I know the bluefin fishing's fantastic.
Step right up to that mic.
I know the bluefin fishing's fantastic, but when do you think we'll start seeing some of that yellowfin fish start showing up?
Whoa. Well,
you know, I mean, with word like Fred had with that big water push, I mean, that's what it's going to take. You know, it's just going to take that warmer water pushing up from down below. The bait is obviously here, and the water was clean but slightly off color this last week, and it's just going to take exactly that, a continued push of warm water. It seems like things are cooler on average, so, you know, one would suspect that bluefin, that yellowfin will probably show up a little bit later, but I see no reason why it wouldn't. And I mean, it's all guessing at that point, but I would think July is when we'll probably see that fish.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks.
Hi,
Maureen
Dave.
From San Diego is next up. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Maureen, are you around, Maureen?
We see Maureen making her way up.
She's
to the
making her way. There
right
she
now.
Is, right there. All right. Thanks for coming out to careful of the flower beds there. Yeah, nice job. Very
all
good. Thanks for stepping up to that mic.
Okay.
What do I say?
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like me to sing?
So, did you have a question? Or
I do have a question.
All right,
thank
great.
You. I'm a fairly new fisherman and fisherwoman, and I'm wondering what your opinion is on color of swim bait. What do you think is the best color of swim bait for the bay?
Wayne?
Come on.
Wayne,
what color do you like?
Yeah. Anybody in here?
Well, I like the Christmas tree personally.
Oh, me
That's
too.
That's my favorite.
Yay, all right.
There you go.
Yeah, I caught the last thing I caught on that Christmas tree bait was a white sea bass.
Excellent.
Believe it or not, at the bay. That was on Easter Sunday. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Very
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, Christmas tree is great.
Yeah.
Christmas. Yeah, they're all sold out at
Dana Landing.
Okay. I say Dana. That's where my son works.
We love Dana Landing.
Yeah, Dana Landing is great.
Dana.
Yeah. But I'm sure Corey's pouring like crazy, so he'll get him back in there soon, hopefully.
Excellent. All Only right. one question?
Can
I ask another one? What's the best knot to tie, do you think, from a braided line to a mono line when fishing? What do you think is the best knot to use?
To connect Spectra to mono.
Correct, yeah.
I like the John Collins knot. Or back-to-back uni. What do you like, Rick?
A John Collins knot for me, too.
Yeah.
I think in my opinion, it's one of, if not the easiest to tie, but it's really small, and it's one of those knots that if you tie it right, it's going to hold, and if you tie it incorrectly, it'll slip with minimal pressure. And I mean that in a very good way, so that when you're testing it, you'll know right away if it's right or not.
Wayne, what do you like to tie?
I like the John Collins, but it really depends on the weight of the two lines that you're putting together. Because you can get away with a back-to-back uni and light tackle if you're doing inshore, the bay, that kind of stuff. It's simple. John Collins, I like it more for the heavier tackle.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes. And Mark, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm a John Collins.
Yeah. It works for light and heavy.
Hands
for sure.
Down, John
yeah.
Collins.
But I got to say this. On lighter pound test, I like back-to-back uni because I have had issues with the John Collins, maybe because my eyes and I'm not seeing properly and not tying. Like if I'm tying 10-pound test or 12-pound test, I like back-to-back uni. Just personal preference.
You're talking like 10-pound and below,
like 10,
or 20-pound
like,
and below?
Like 12-pound like below.
Okay.
Yeah, just smaller stuff.
Bass fishing stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I like back-to-back uni. But nice. John Collins will work too. You just have to make sure you test all your knots. All right.
Thank you. Hope that helps you out.
Yeah. Maureen, thanks for coming down to Encinitas.
Our pleasure.
Hey, we had a great text come through. Again, text the show option only through that Let's Talk Hookup app. This question was for Mark. When will the F-150 Lightning be available, and how do you get on that list?
Okay, good question. Great, great truck. This is going to be a game changer for perhaps 70 or 80% of our F-150 buyers. Right now, you can get on our website, and it directs you into the Ford site to make your order. They only want a $100 deposit to get a order of, they start at $39,000 and change, and they go up all the way up to, you know, the Lariats and the Platinums and things like that. Best I can tell is that the pricing on those is going to be about, they're all four-wheel drive.
They're all four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
And they're going to be about $10,000 more than a comparable gas.
Okay.
Best I can tell, and we don't have all the specs yet. But you can go on our website, EncinitasFord.com. It'll take you into Ford, $100 deposit. We're showing production on those should start to where they'll be available for delivery next summer. They're a year out.
A year out. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. More of your phone calls. We're giving away prizes here at Encinitas Ford. Lots of great stuff coming, including that catch report. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A tough fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.